This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Last night, after the San Antonio Spurs beat the Dallas Mavericks in the final regular season game for each team, Dallas forward Dirk Nowitzki took questions from the press. Nowitzki's used to this. He's attended plenty of press conferences over his 21 seasons in the NBA. But this time, well, this time was different.
You know, they always say an athlete dies twice. It's tough to let something go that you love so much, that you've been doing basically your entire life, something that you lived and breathed.
Last night's game was historic, Nowitzki's last in the NBA. After a season of speculation that he'd hang it up at season's end, he officially announced his retirement after Dallas's last home game on Tuesday. Joining us now, a little more bleary-eyed and perhaps with a raspier voice than usual, is the Texas Standard's own Michael Marks, who was at Nowitzki's final game last night.
I was.
And I understand you actually bought your ticket back in October thinking that you might actually be a witness to this, huh?
I thought better safe than sorry. Yeah. I grew up in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex and in a city called Louisville. And, I mean, putting aside my objective journalism hat before, I mean, Nowitzki is the greatest sports hero in my life.
You know, you were playing a little bit of sound. Let's listen to this. This gives you chills just to hear it. Now, what are they saying?
So they're saying, thank you, Dirk.
That's from Nowitzki's last game played in Dallas, right?
It was from Nowitzki's last game played in Dallas. They had a big ceremony for him at the conclusion of the game where he actually announced that he would retire. But I got to tell you, the game in San Antonio last night really was no less reverential.
Really?
Yeah, there were really as many Mavericks fans as there were Spurs fans that had made sort of this trip to Mecca almost to go and see their hero off. And each time he touched the ball, you could just feel this buzz in the crowd, this, you know, almost tension and people's heart rates kind of starting to go a little bit faster, hoping that he would score to see their guy, you know, do what he does one last time.
Why was Nowitzki so venerated?
I think there are a couple things. The first is that he stayed in Dallas. So he stayed in Dallas for 21 seasons, his entire career, started as a 19-year-old kid from Germany, you know, all the way now to a 40-year-old man. No NBA player has stayed with one team as long as he has stayed with the Dallas Mavericks. And he stayed there through some tough times. It wasn't always easy. He did win a championship, but there were times when it appeared that he may not. And the other thing is that I think people identify with his story. I was saying he had some really difficult times. I mean, there were times where he was unsure whether he could ever win a championship, whether he could reach the absolute upper echelon. He was at the absolute lowest of lows. There was one offseason where he spent a month in the Australian outback kind of on walkabout doing some soul searching.
Really? Wow.
Figuring out whether he could be the player he wanted to be. And then it had that fairy tale ending. In 2011, he won the NBA championship. And it's the kind of story that I think people connect with and maybe want in their own lives a little bit.
He did have an unusual relationship with his adopted hometown of Dallas, didn't he?
He did. And I think largely because, like I said, for all intents and purposes, he grew up there.
He became a Dallasite.
Yeah. He became a Texan. In fact, here, this is from the end of the ceremony that Dallas held for him on Tuesday night. I want to play this.
I left Germany over 20 years ago, and I became a Texan. So thank you guys for having me, and we'll see you soon.
As you can imagine, the crowd loved that.
I can't only imagine what it was like for you too, Michael.
I know my job is to put things into words, but this is tough. Because, you know, I don't have any basketball consciousness without Dirk Nowitzki. Ever since I was a kid, you know, pretending to be Steve Nash and passing to my buddy who was a foot taller than me and he was pretending to be Dirk in the driveway, he's been a part of my life and he's been a source of joy and appreciation. I hope I did appreciate him for what he did, because you won't see anybody like him again.
An appreciation indeed by the Texas Standard's own Michael Marks. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing with us that story.
Thanks, David.